I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It's the most wonderful time of the year if you're a deer hunter, and this year will be especially wonderful, according to biologists at the West Virginia DNR. We'll have a preview of the upcoming buck season in a moment. More than 330,000 hunters will be afield on Monday looking for bucks as the 2015 buck season opens statewide. And DNR Wildlife Chief Paul Johansson says they're not going to be disappointed.
Stars are lining up for this to be a pretty phenomenal year. If the weather cooperates for us during the first couple of days of the buck season and hunters are able to get out and really hunt hard, I suspect that we're going to see not only an increase in the total number of bucks over what was harvested last year, but we're going to see some dandy bucks come off the hillsides of West Virginia.
There are a couple of reasons for Johansson's optimism. First, his last year's poor buck kill.
Last year's kill was down 30% or so, and as a result, a lot of those bucks that weren't taken last year have rolled over in the population. They're still out there. They're available this fall. You put another year of growth or another year of age on those animals, it's going to affect the growth of the antlers on the bucks, and we're going to see some dandy bucks.
But it's not just the carryover of bucks from last year's season. That happened at a time that the mast crop was fantastic, and those bucks that survived had plenty to eat, enabling a larger percentage of them to survive the winter.
Last year's acorn crop, as many of our hunters, I'm sure, remember, there were so many acorns on the ground, you'd practically feel like you were walking on marbles. And so as a result, the deer were in very good nutritional shape when they entered last winter. So we didn't really see much winter mortality at all, and those animals were in very good shape, so that'll affect antler development this year.
Add to that, this year's mast crop was not spectacular, and deer are going to be moving a lot in search of food. However, that's not necessarily the case in the first few days of the season.
When buck season rolls around, one of the big drivers in terms of deer behavior is just the total number of hunters we have afield. You know, they're the ones that are bumping deer, that are moving deer. That's a big part of the driver.
So truly the only wild card outside of just bad luck would be a rainy or snowy couple of days to start the season. That tends to keep hunters at home, or at least sends them home early. If the weather Monday and Tuesday is clear, chances are a lot of hunters in West Virginia will enjoy great success. Good luck to you. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.